The Brisa that we learned that an oral is also the truma from the pasuk that uses a double verbiage of ish ish. Why don't we say that the pasuk instead teaches that an oinen is also? So Rabbi Chanina said an oinen is mutet the truma based on the pasuk of v'chol zar zar samarti the chavulei aninus. Why don't we say that v'chol zar comes to allow an oral because the pasuk of ish ish teaches that an oral is also? Why do we use a drasha to exclude oral and include oinen? Maybe it should be the other way around. Mar says it's more logical to exclude an oral because an oral is lacking an act. The act is to the body. He's chayiv kar. The mitzvah existed before Matan Torah, and the arelis of Banav and Ve'avodav, it prevents him from eating carbon Pesach. Aninus also has some certain chumers, but still, what chumers does Aninus have? It has that it applies to men and women, has no remedy that a person can do to fix it, and it exists at all times. Still, the arel has more unique chumers, and therefore, that's the one that should be excluded. Rav said, without the fact that an arel has more stringencies, we would learn that an arel is also because the pasuk of Ish teaches to make us or something that only applies to men, Ish, which is arelis. What does Rabbi Akiva do with the pasuk of Toshav and Sachir? So Shmaya said he uses it to teach that goyim who happen to have a bris are still asur to carbon Pesach. In fact, our mission teaches that such goyim are not even considered to be mulim, to be considered to having a bris. If so, why do we need a pasuk to specifically exclude them? Mar said it must be that he uses the pasuk to teach that a ger who had a bris but had not yet gone to be toivel, which he holds prevent him from being a full-fledged yid, and a child who was born with a bris, because he holds such a child must have some type of blood drawn atavas dam bris in order to be kosher. So both these cases also may not eat from the carbon Pesach. But the Ezra doesn't need the pasuk for this because he holds that a ger who had a bris can eat the carbon Pesach even if he wasn't yet toivel. He holds he's a full-fledged ger already at that point. And he holds that such a child born gemalit does not need to atavas dam bris, and therefore he can eat the carbon Pesach. What does Rabbi Ezra do with the pasuk ish? He just says, Dibra Torah Kalash Menei Adam. Rav Chomer Bar Ukva asks, may a child who's less than 8 days old and therefore still an oral, can he have truma oil smeared on him? Is an oral before the time for his bris considered to be an oral who's also for truma? So Rav Zeir brings a brisa which says that although the pasuk says it's also to bring the Pesach if someone's son is an oral and he cannot eat a carbon Pesach then, and if the slave is an oral he cannot bring a carbon Pesach. Through Xer Shavu we learn that the arelis of a son or a slave prevents both the bringing and the eating of carbon Pesach, meaning because by the son it only says by the asiya, by the avadim it says it makes impossible for the achila. How do you know that achila and asiya applies to both? Through So now we can understand how it's possible to have a slave who is an oral at the time of the eating, but not at the time of the yasiyah of the shechting, because he's talking about where he bought the slave after having already brought his shecht to the carbon Pesach before eating it. Now, however, how is it possible to have a son who is an oral at the time of eating, but not at the time of the bringing of the carbon Pesach? The case must be where the son was born to him after he shechted the carbon Pesach, before he ate the carbon Pesach. We see from here that a son less than 8 days old is considered to be an oral who will ask him from eating the Pesach and therefore also from truma. Rava asks, that can't be right, because the pasuk says that the father has to give a bris to his son and then eat the carbon Pesach. Now, in Rav Zeir's case, the son cannot yet have a bris because he's less than 8 days old, so it can't be what's referred to in the pasuk. Rava said, the pasuk must be discussing a child who didn't get a bris at 8 days old because he was sick, and the sickness broke after the shechting of the carbon Pesach before the eating. In fact, we have to give him another a full 7 days before we give him a bris, because after a sickness, you have to wait 7 days. Rava said, the bris is discussing where the sickness broke 7 days before Erev Pesach, so that now he's chayiv to give a bris on Erev Pesach in between the shechita and the achila. Why is the fact why do you give him bris in the morning? Where it says because the 7 days has to be ace la ace, and therefore you have to wait till after the time of the shechita, which is when it broke in the afternoon, and therefore that's when he has to first give a bris. The Prophet said the rice is discussing where the child's 8th day was on Erev Pesach and he had a minor sickness, meaning something which you didn't have to wait 7 days for, like something a pain in the eye or something like that, and the sickness went away after the time of the asiyas haPesach, but before the time for the achilas haPesach. Rava said the rice is discussing where the parents of the baby were in jail until after the time of the asiyas haPesach, but before the achilas haPesach, and that's why now they first chayev to mal their son. Rav Kahana, the son of Nechemiah, said the Brisa is discussing where the child was a tumtan and he was discovered to be a boy after the shechita, but before the achilah of the Pesach. Rav Shravi said the Brisa is discussing where the child stuck out its head from the mother on the 7th of Nisan, and that's when he's legally considered to be born, and therefore his 8th day to be chayev and mila is erev Pesach, and he was finally born fully after the asiyah but before the achilah, so he has to have a bris right away. A Brisa suggests for the mother that a child in such a situation can't live because he no longer nourishes from his mother, but he also can't nurse from his mother in that position either. So Abazoi said, how is it possible that such a child to live that long? Mar said the mother of the baby is talking about the mother had a fever, and the fever sustained him. Also, the Mar is another answer of when the baby cries, that crying sustains him, and that's what happened. Rabbi Yechon, the name of Rabbi Noah, said if the Parah Aduma is sprinkled on someone who is an Arul, it's a valid sprinkling. We see this from the people at the time. Am to Yeshua, who were sprinkled on with the Paraduma even before they had a bris done to them. Rabbi Yitzchak, the name of Rav, said the mitzvah of Priyas Mila was not given to Avraham Avinu, as we see that Hashem commanded Yeshua to cut the Mila of the Yidden at that time. Presumably, he was referring to Priyas Mila. In fact, maybe the commandment to Yeshua was to give the people who did not yet have a bris, to give them the bris. Who says it has to do with Priyas Mila? Mar says the pasuk says, Shuv, go back, meaning like do a second Mila. What type of second Mila? It's referring to the Priyas Mila for the people who had Mila before. In fact, once we dash in that Shuv as a drasha, so when the pasuk says Shainis, what does Shainis refer to? What does that come to teach? Mar says it teaches that if anyone leaves over the tzitzin ha-ma'akvinis ha-mila of the arla, or attack ma'akvinis ha-mila, it makes it that it's not a kosher mila. Why didn't the Eden get brisim in the Midbar? Mar said it would have been too dangerous because of the weakness of the travel. Another answer is because the northern wind, which is necessary to cause the sun to shine and heal the child, didn't blow for all the years they were in the Midbar. Why Taka didn't blow all the years? Either as a punishment for having done the egel, or the wind didn't blow so as not to push away the anana kovit. Based on this, our Papa says, we should not give a bris or let blood on a cloudy day or in a day where the south wind is blowing. However, Zakhtar Papa, in today's times when everyone seems to do so anyway, we apply the pasuk of Shoyim Pesayim Hashem.